Family of murdered Clifton mother and children. Relieved as killer is jailed for life for triple murder. By Julius Mwangi. The family of a mother and two children who were gruesomely murdered in a flat fire by a psychopath neighbor say they are relieved their senseless killer has been brought to justice. The vile murderer Jamie Barrow was found guilty of the murders of Fatoumata Hydra, aged 28, Fatima Drama, aged 3, and one-year-old Naima Drama after starting a fire at their home in Fair Isle Close, Clifton, in the early hours of 20 November 2022. Barrow, 31, a cruel murderer and arsonist, who lived in the same block of flats as the Young family, was sentenced to life imprisonment on July 7, 2023 at the Nottingham Crown Court. Barrow, who was convicted of 3 counts of murder for deliberately starting the fire, and he was ordered to serve a minimum jail term of 44 years. The court heard Barrow took fuel from his motorbike, poured it through the letterbox of the family's Fair Isle Close flat and set it alight in the early hours of 20 November. He had admitted the manslaughter of the mother and her children, but denied murdering them, claiming he thought the flat was empty when he started the fire. Mrs. Hydra and her children died from smoke inhalation. Sentencing, Judge Amanda Tipples said Barrow started a fireball that would have filled the flat with thick, toxic smoke within moments. She said she was sure Barrow knew the family were inside and had heard Mrs. Hydra's screams but did nothing to help. The judge said Barrow had watched the fire take hold for 5 minutes before leaving the area with his dog as other neighbors rushed to try to help. He later returned and pretended to know nothing about the fire, only later admitting to police that he started it. Mrs. Tipples said, "It is only you who knows why you did this. The reasons are impossible to understand from your evidence. Cruel and heartless." The family of Fatoumata, Fatima, and Naima said in a joint statement, "Words cannot quantify how much our family have suffered because of the horrific actions of one man. Neither can we quantify the emotional, psychological, physiological and financial impact of the crime Jamie Barrow committed against Fatoumata, Fatima and Naima. His actions were utterly heartless and cruel and have caused a multi-generational trauma that we will never understand. Fatoumata was a caring daughter, wife, sister, mother and friend. If love and compassion could make a person immortal, she would have lived forever." Further said the family, "She had a pure heart and was greatly loved for her personality and qualities. She was the most incredible mother to Fatima and Naima, two angels who deserved a beautiful childhood and a full life." Nottingham and the rest of the world have been denied potential future teachers, civil servants, doctors, who knows what they could have been. They lived a short but meaningful life, such was the joy and happiness they brought to us all. People repeatedly ask us how we as a family managed to stay calm and composed in the courtroom. The only true answer to this is the strength and patience given to us by Allah and our Khalifa, as he always advises us to follow the law of the country and to stay steadfast. We have also received a great sense of companionship from our community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. The overwhelming support given to us by our Gambian community here in the UK and around the world has encouraged us to keep calm and patient. We are extremely grateful and thankful to our family and friends, as well as the different communities within Nottingham that came together to give us support. This includes multiple communities, all from different ethnicities and backgrounds. We also wish to thank the police investigation team, the Crown Prosecution Service, Prosecution Council, and members of the jury for delivering the justice today's verdicts provide.